As we start Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, Erev Chag HaShavuos, the Torah tells us, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tazayin, Vayifkod Oysom Moshe Al Pi Hashem, Kashet Tzuva. Moshe Rabbeinu counts Klal Yisrael, as we started this week's Parsha as well, counting of Klal Yisrael. According to the commandment of Hashem, Rashi asks and tells us what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, how am I meant to do this? Well, I should go into every tent and start counting Klal Yisrael. It's physically not possible. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't you worry. Aseh Shalcha, you do what you need to do. Va'ani Aseh Shali, I'll do what I have to do. You stand by the entrance of the tent and I'll make sure that you know. And that's exactly what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the entrance of every tent in Klal Yisrael. And a bas kol, a heavenly voice, came out and told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how many people were inside the tent. That's what it means, Al Pi Hashem, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael. Asks the Mashkiach of Zeidel Epstein Zatzal, if Hashem was anyway going to bring a bas kol and a miracle was going to happen to count Klal Yisrael, so why on earth was Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to go through the tircha of commanding, of going over to each tent, for one to the other? What for? Anyway, there's going to be a bas kol. And he answers the Yisoid, which is a very, very important one. And he says, that's how Hashem wants us to work in this world. Hashem gives us commandments. He gives us the Torah. And it's our job to do our part. To try, just a little bit. There's no such word as I can not. It doesn't exist. You can. You might not want to. Maybe you can't be bothered. Or like the nowadays language, I'm not down. But lemaisa, you can. And that's what the Torah commandments are of us. In the New York Marathon every year, approximately 96,000 people enter the race to win. It's an unbelievable thing. 96,000 people. And you've got people from all over the world that come in specifically for this. But it's very interesting because out of the 96,000 people, almost the same person wins every single year. Which means that when you go into the marathon, you know you're not winning. So why are you doing it? And the answer is, because last year it took me 18 hours to complete. This year, I want to shave off some of that time. I want to do it in 15 hours. That's called winning for me. That's my personal best. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. The Torah is telling us what we have to do is our best. We try. Hashem will do the rest. You leave that him. But we have to do what's best for us. And we have to do the best that we possibly can. And it's this message that I think is an amazing message right before the Yontav of Shavuos, as we're going to stand in Shul and we're going to hear the Aseres HaDibros and we're going to renew, re-energize, reconnect with our relationship with Hashem and with the Torah. And then we hear the commandments, we hear what's expected of us. Let's think for a moment. So many times you say, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. That's too hard and that's too difficult. No, we can do everything. We just have to try. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yontav.